Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the City of Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board regularly scheduled meeting. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2013. Let the record reflect that we're starting the meeting at about 7 minutes after nine. And at this point, we'll call the meeting to order, and we will open the floor for public comment. I see throngs of people out there waiting to speak. And so, oh, I'm sorry, a throng in the singular. We do have one guest, and at this point, we open the mic for public comment, and if you'd like to speak, just state your name. Thank you.
Good morning. My name's Sean Farmer. I own Farmer's Kites and Surreys down the Embarcadero. I'm here today on behalf of the Kite Festival. First of all, I want to thank all of you of the T-Bid for the funding that he gave us to put the Kite Festival on. Plus, I want to thank some of you up on the T-Bid that donated rooms for our kite flyers. I really appreciate it. Also, we have Morden's RV Park that donated four RV spots for our camper. Zoris and Judy Koglaser, Richard Andrake, and one last person I'd like, well, there's two people I want to thank. Jim Bray, who works for the Beach Bungalow Inn and Suites. Without him, I wouldn't be up here today. And also, I'd like to thank John Solua, who I understand 2 weeks ago came and thanked you for me while I was in the dental chair. And I understand that Jim Bray appointed him to the board that morning so he could thank you. But I'm here today to thank you myself. So anyway, thank you all. I hope you come out to the Kite Festival. It's a really fun day. Oh, one other person I want to mention, or one other group, is Central Coast Funds for Children. They donated $1,000 to buy 500 kites to give away for the kids. They've been in the Kite Festival since its inception. They've always just decorated the kites. This year they paid for them. So thank you all, and come out April 27th and 28th. Thanks, Rob. Oh, and one other thing, if you have any more info, you can visit our website at www.morrobaykitefestival.org. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean. We appreciate it. And with that, seeing, unless there's any other member of the audience who wants to speak, which we don't see anyone coming forward, we'll close the public comment period, and we'll move to board announcements. There are a few announcements involving events. We have the emergency vehicle car show coming up. By the time we meet next quarter, these are the events that will happen. Is basically the emergency vehicle car show, Kite Festival, Cruising Morro Bay Car Show, the 4th of July, and this week, on Friday, for the first time ever, Morro Bay High School will be having their swim meet. This is the pool without a school, having a home swim meet, renting the pool, Sinsheimer Swimming Pool in San Luis Obispo, to have a swim meet. And we certainly hope that, we know it's a little bit of a drive, but our town really comes out and supports our football and soccer teams and our basketball teams, and we're hoping we get some support for our swim team out there at Sinsheimer Pool on Friday afternoon. And there's several kids that, even without a pool, have made CIF, and we attribute that to strong surfing skills here in Morro Bay. So we'd love to have you join us and support the local school, too. And I'll move to the rest of the board with Little League and whatnot announcements.
Okay, well, I have an announcement to make. I don't know if the public is aware or not. Later in our meeting we're switching out chairs and vice chairs. So I wanted to thank Joan Solu for all of her hard work and dedication to the city of Morro Bay. I understand this was a vision that the hoteliers had probably over 10 years ago, and without Joan kind of leading this charge, none of us would be sitting here today, and Karen Moss would not be sitting over there, and Sherry Clark would not be sitting there. This is something that's been a lot of growing pains, a lot of work put into it, and it's really been a lot of work for you, and I know you have worked probably, and I don't think the board understands this, literally probably 40 hours a week for a long time at minimum. And so I have something to present to you. No tears, but literally it's like we've talked about this as both being moms. This is like she's birthed a child. She has a child. It's been a hard, when you go through birth, it's excruciating, but it's a good payoff. And I want to personally thank you so much for being such a huge rock for everybody, for me personally, and I know for this whole board, and for the future of the Tourism Bureau. So we have this plaque. It says, to Joan Solu, thank you for your creativity, enthusiasm, and boundless energy as the inaugural president of the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau and Tourism Business Improvement District. So that is for you. And then I also, of course, we had to get you something personal, and we know you love pins and brooches and all that good stuff. So we have this pin we'd like to present to you as well.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful.
So I know how, I don't think anybody out in this world knows how much she has worked behind the scenes to get us to where we are today, and we really appreciate it. I know it's been a lot of gray hairs. And I do want to end that with, you are not going anywhere. You, I know that is remaining on the board. She's not going anywhere. When we have a lot of this transition, it was very important for us to keep her on this board and to keep this vision moving forward. We've talked about this a lot. We're kind of at rubber hits the road. Thank you. See, she always finishes my ends. And this is where we're at. And I think...
Was done all the way through when we got the T-bid in. It was a great team. I mean, we've had members, Mike Casola, who was so creative. He was on the original board, and Val, and then moved into everyone else here. We've had some great people, and we've always functioned as a team. It's never been one person out there alone. So while I appreciate this, I accept this on behalf of all of us, because all of you are responsible for the success that we've had, including city staff. Let me just say, we have Rob in the room. We wouldn't have a T-bid without Rob.
Yes,
we would not. So thank you very much for Rob and Andrea always supporting this and always having the best interest of the city in mind. And that's what it's about. Let's lift the destination. So off to the meeting. And one other announcement I'd like to make is, one thing that I am really proud of is that over the past 4 years, this board has released over $100,000 in funding to local events in this community to support our events. $100,000 in funding coming from us, recognizing that those volunteers who step forward, and sometimes they have paid staff, but very rarely, those events are extremely important to this community, for the success of the community. And I think I was just looking at some numbers, and I went back and threw some numbers down, and it's over $100,000 in local event funding here in this community. So I think, you know, for the community, I just feel so good about that number. That's one of those numbers that you really feel good about. So anyways, thank you very much. I, you know, will wear the pin as a badge of honor, and I'll put the plaque up and try and make sure my kids don't hit it with a ball. So thank you. And now we move to approval of minutes for the January 10, 2013 regular meeting. And did anybody see any corrections on there? I did not, but...
No, we're fine.
I make a motion that we approve the January 10th, 2013 minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor? Or any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Motion carries. Unfinished business? Seeing none, we will move past unfinished business, and we will move to the monthly, or it should say quarterly, I think, reports, but we'll get that, to the monthly quarterly reports, and we'll have the quarterly marketing report by Sherry Clark. And welcome, Sherry, from BCA. Thanks for coming out here.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Looking forward to seeing this.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Okay, we have moved to a quarterly report since we've moved to quarterly T-bid meetings. So we are recapping the first quarter of 2013, and we do have a little bit of, you know, we're showing a little bit of what's coming up as well, but mainly it's what's been happening in the last quarter. We are in 805 Living for the next 5 or 6 months, and we're looking beautiful in 805 Living. Got really good placement and a great deal, so I think that's a good market for us that close, and I think that will help us through the high season as well. We mentioned the Kite Festival in this April issue, and they are also doing a write-up on the Kite Festival as they have in past years. These are some print ads that hit LA Times travel section, their Central Coast feature last weekend. We hit the Fresno Bee this coming weekend on the 14th and Bakersfield, California on the 21st. Part of this is VCB Co-op that we've become a part of as far as reaching the Central Valley mainly. This is one of our Google display ad campaigns. This is a phenomena. We are doing so well. You can see at the bottom, we've got the first quarter or the first flight that we did from January through February was almost 2 million impressions. The next flight that we did starting at the end of February, we almost hit 3 million impressions and almost 5,000 clicks on that. This is a Google network that serves the Morro Bay ads to different, you know, behavioral targeting as far as following people and serving the ads to people who are looking for travel and nature and activities. So we're really pleased with this and want to continue that as we move forward. These are our sunset.com banner ads. Again, just broken out statistically, January, February, March. We're improving every single month, which I think just shows you staying out there really, you know, holds true for some of these online banner campaigns. We are all over the internet. It's it's amazing. When I look at a list of what we're doing online, it's pretty impressive. These are some sponsorships. We've been sponsoring Sunset Travel e-newsletters. This one hit the middle of March, and that's our ad on the first page of the e-newsletter. We are also doing a Visit California e-newsletter that goes out to, I believe it's 3 million people, and it's a great tactic as far as when people are looking at beach places, the Morro Bay ads pop up. And these are our banner ads that continue, you know, off the sponsorship page that people are on other pages and seeing our ads. This is the Bay Area News Group online campaign, which covers mercurynews.com, Contra Costa, Silicon Valley, and insidebayarea.com. We're doing both mobile and the banner ads in on this particular circuit. The mobile is flying off the hook, and we've got this going until the middle of May, so it's really a great penetration for the Bay Area. And these are, we just started this, I think it was the end of March, and these are actually April dates. This is our mobile weather app on the Bakersfield TV station. So they have a weather app that whenever anybody goes to look at the weather on their phone, it's hard to see that, Morro Bay is served up at the top. And then we also have a complimentary online banner ad campaign on their KERO.com site. So very impressive. You know, we just started it, and it's at 0.40%, which is kind of off the record. These are our slow VCB ads that we're contracted through the rest of the year, and I'm sure, you know, with our membership there, we'll continue doing these ads with VCB and continuing that relationship. These are the quarterly e-blasts that we're doing out to our database that's a little over 11,000 now, getting some really good results. As you can see, the clicks are kind of growing as we go through the months. There we go. We have been trying to get a No Place Like Home feature for about 2 years, for as long as I can remember. So we finally got it. This is Jeanette Trumpeter, KSBY, did her No Place Like Home feature on the Natural History Museum. It was the first or second day of spring break, which was perfect. Lots of kid action and a really nice little piece. So finally got in there and hope we can return for some more exposure. This is a new magazine that just came out. It's called Edible. It started in Santa Barbara, and I think I gave you guys the hard copy last time we saw you. Beautiful write-up on Morro Bay Harbor, beautiful photography, restaurants, shops, everything featured really well, over 3 pages in this magazine. So we're watching kind of the growth of it to see. It's very new. They're only on their second issue, but you guys made the first one. And this is press. There's a ton of it because it's from 3 months. Bird Festival was off the charts, in the Tribune, online and hard copy. This was an interesting piece that was just talking about the Morro Bay Yacht Club. It just hit about 5 days ago. So that was online in the Tribune. And more New Times articles. Paso Press did a Bird Festival release as well. This was an article in X Games, actually an online, very, very respected skate and surf site on the Morro Bay Skateboard Museum. This was Tall Ships in the Eat, Drink, Explore site. And this is just a recap of the news releases and media advisories that we did over the last quarter. And on all of these, we've, you know, done the press releases and then 10 days before the event done media advisories to get media out to those events. And it's been very successful. I'm not going to run through this. I will provide this copy to you guys. This is just telling you what we have on approved media for the 2012-2013 media plan. It's broken out by prints, and then it goes on to our online. It's got the flights, the dollar amounts, all of that on there. I think it's important that we know exactly what we've got going. Most of this ends before the fiscal year. I think June 15th is probably the last that we have on this. Which leads us to our 2013-14 marketing planning. Again, I'll shoot this out to you guys, and I'd like you to take a look just at these few pages to let you know how we're feeling about what needs to be done, and that the planning really needs to start now, because we're, you know, some of the magazines that we may want to be in have a three-month lead time, and we're in April, and so I think this is a good synopsis of what is coming up. These are our Google Analytics, and these are total website visits, and we are down this month, which is concerning. We've done some research on it. We've, you know, tried to figure out the trends. One of my thoughts is that we really need to do some contesting on that site. We need to get back either to a site. People can click through to your hotels in 3 clicks when it used to take them about 6. So people are not having to go through 7 pages to get to where they want to go. And it's really a good thing. But again, in June, we'll be seeing, you know, apples to apples on that. These are our smartphone visitors that are up 31%, continuing trend there. Smart device up 70%, so people more and more, that's where they're getting their information, is on their phones and their tablets. These are our top 10 referring URLs. The city continues to feed us tons of hits to our site, which is great. Google, and that's a result of those Google ads being served. That's where we're seeing that trend as well. The mobile site hit up on the top 3, so people are getting to the mobile site, and that's where our referral is coming through for them to get to the actual site. And then Morro Dunes, we've seen that. TripAdvisor, pretty still National Geographic, which we've noted, you know, they've done that. They have a campaign about the Central Coast that I think is feeding that. These are the top 10 referring cities in California. We've got San Luis Obispo, LA at number 2. Changing some things around. We were San Francisco number 3. We've got Fresno up there now. I think some of this has to do with Easter break, spring break. These are our March analytics. Bakersfield, San Diego. And this is, we started doing this U.S., so we're just seeing some national deals. And right this month, with the exception of Phoenix, we're all in California. We had been seeing some New York and kind of out-of-state interesting facts. These are our Jackrabbit analytics, 22% down, and this correlated pretty closely to last spring as things rev up these Jackrabbit clicks. We also had an anomaly with Jackrabbit where it wasn't working for about 18 days, I believe, which is another thing we need to talk about. There's some Jackrabbit proposals because they did fail for a certain amount of time, and I think we need to take them up on a couple of free offers that they're putting out to Morro Bay. This is the lodging report. This is huge, and this is what we were comparing to the hits to the website, and this has a lot to do with the fact that people check out more hotels, that they're not just, you know, if they get to the lodging page, they may check seven hotels rather than just going to the home page with one. So your lodging click-throughs are way higher than your actual hits to the website because it's multiple, but it's really improving and looking really solid. This is TOT, where we continue to be up both in revenue and occupancy for the month of February. The whole fiscal year, we've been up compared to the last fiscal year, so we're happy to see those numbers, and we'll be happy to see them continue. And this is, as I was talking about, we're at 4,600 likes on Facebook, lots of activity, a really devoted audience to your Facebook, both local and out of the area. And these are some of the posts that have been happening. That post with that photo up there got, I think, 110 shares. Tons of comments. The Kite Festival had just really, you know, people saying they've been there, they're going there again, you know, you guys want to go, that kind of thing. It's a really good conversation. And Twitter has been growing. We've really only been very active on Twitter for about 15 months, but people are continuing to provide pictures, and, you know, they're calling out the restaurants and different vacation spots and Instagram and all of that. So it's a good approach. There's more. And Pinterest is really growing. In fact, we did a kind of a crossover from Facebook to Pinterest, posted for Facebook people to go over to the Morro Bay Pinterest page, picked up, I mean, I think an additional 20 followers just in the hour that we had posted the Facebook. So if you get a chance, go and look at it, because it's very, people are just posting their own and pinning their own things about Morro Bay. And there's more. And that is it. Any questions?
I have a question. The one banner page that we are on for the newsletter for Sunset, there's no analytics for that, correct?
You know, I may be able to get analytics for that. That just happened, well, it happened March 13th, and we probably can get impressions and open.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious on a compelled, and I hope this board is too, that Los Angeles comes up first. I mean, when we started working at this a few years ago and putting money into this, we decided that the markets we wanted to try and expand were Los Angeles and the Bay Area, and San Jose was not even listed as one of our top 10 referring cities back then. They're right up there now, and San Francisco is one of the top three, and our top 10 referring cities used to be, well, I mean, Bakersfield and Fresno are still in there as our top referring cities, but what we've really shown is growth and expansion on those cities, because all of our top 10 referring cities, our number one referring city when we first started this was San Luis Obispo. And so now we show that we've had this big out-of-market growth, which I think is healthy, super healthy for us. And so I'd like to comment on that. And the other comment I wanted to make is regarding the Pinterest and Facebook and all that. I would encourage you. I just discovered that there was this Facebook page called Growing Up in Morro Bay. And what it is all these folks who have grown up here and moved away are sending in their photos of what it was like when they were growing up in Morro Bay. And so I went through this growing up in Morro Bay yesterday, and there's photos of the blasting of the rock taking place.
there's photos of like Mrs. Jones' backyard barbecue in 1967 with, you know, you can see that there's no houses anywhere around her and, you know, carriages. Somebody's got like pictures of, you know, their grandfather pulling them on a wagon on the Embarcadero when there's seven buildings on the Embarcadero. I mean, it's very, very interesting, but it's called Growing Up in Morro Bay, and it's actually a page. It's not, you know, it's terrific. So I would encourage you to look at that because it's really kind of a fun kind of throwback. And also about the city being our top referring site, it's thrilling, and I just pulled them up on my smartphone just to see if they had a link to us on their mobile site, and they do, so thank you for that. And I think that that's great, and I think with a little more prominence even on that site, we have the ability to have a more powerful link to the city and greater partnership. So terrific. That's my comments on that. And good job, Sherry. We've had some good numbers. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. With that, we will thank Sherry and BCA, and we will move from A to B, which is our quarterly review of transient occupancy tax. We do not have the sales tax report here because Member Myers is not here, but I do have a few figures for everyone at home, and let's put the glasses on for them. Let's see. We have taken in motel receipts to date. Through part of March, the receipts collected have been, Our RevPAR has been $56.25. Our average daily rate for the hotels is up to $106, meaning that for the... To explain average daily rate for the hotel rooms that are rented, you take that whole amount of hotel rooms, you combine them with the revenue and divide it all up, and it's $106 for the hotel rooms that are occupied. RevPAR is total hotel rooms, so that's the revenue that was available for all of the hotel rooms during that period was about $56.25 per room per night. We have had 53.38% occupancy in the hotels. Did I get that? That's total year-to-date occupancy. That's not year-to-date, yeah. So I'm giving you some numbers. And then our trailer parks are doing very well as our vacation rentals. And the... assessment district has taken in $370,872.85 since they can't see that at home. And the total tax revenue collected by the city for all lodging partners combined has been, $1,454,181.52. So that is where the city is at in collections year to date from a total tax. So that's just a quick overview of the City of Morro Bay transient occupancy tax summary. And as of last week, so as of about 6 days ago, everything is lined up and perfect. I don't know how anything could go awry in 6 days. So I think we should all feel really good about that. And we'll have an in-depth review of the budget and the adoption of our next fiscal year budget at our next meeting in July. And we have the executive director's report. Our executive director of tourism, Karen Moss, is here to give us her report on what's happening in Morro Bay. Karen.
Good morning, board and city staff and community members. I'd like to thank everyone for their support of our grand opening of our visitors center in February. We had over 100 people at the event, and it was well publicized. And thank you to Nick for your excellent catering. In mid-February, we opened our Bureau Administration office at 850 Shasta, just across from City Hall. And this enables us to meet regularly with our community groups, our stakeholders, and our event producers. The office is staffed by me and a part-time administrative assistant, and we're open every day. The Visitor's Center is now open 7 days a week from 9 to 5, and in the summer months we'll stay open later to meet special event and visitor needs. In the 88 days since we've been open, we've seen almost 1,800 visitors with an average of 20 per day. We've taken over 500 calls from the public utilizing both our 800 number and our landline, and we just added a special glass case on the outside of the building, which will satisfy all of the event producers and everyone that has a special flyer and a poster. And we just put that up last week, and there's a standing room only to get on there. So that's a good way to help other people in the community while still keeping our racks nice and neat. We get really good feedback from tourists and the local public, our staff. I even get fan letters about our staff, so I want to have a little shout-out to Bill, Ed, and Sharon. We've been working closely with the city on the signage program. We all know that this has been an issue. Andrea and I did a little road trip yesterday and made some notes about some things that we could do very quickly, certainly before our season. And I'll be going out today to get some budget numbers, and we'll be able to submit something to the city next week as to what those costs will be. You know, people are appreciative of our services. They consider us to be well-stocked with maps and literature. We're noticing that most of the questions that are posed by people stopping at the Bureau, or excuse me, at the Visitor Center, are about our recreational facilities, dining, and events, and a lot of questions about other areas, Big Sur, Monterey, Carmel, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara. We're noticing a lot of people are out, just coming through for an hour or so. They saw the billboard on Highway 1. They have an interest. They haven't been to Morro Bay, so they're coming to discover Morro Bay. You know, we recognize it's our role to get them back and to, you know, share our various amenities with them. I'm now on the board of the Slow Visitors and Convention Bureau. I took John Meyer's seat, and this has really been very beneficial. It's opened a lot of doors to me for networking and resources in the region, particularly being new here. So I've met a lot of people that have been helpful in working closely together. We participated in a FAM trip, a familiarization visit, with six Hollywood film scouts last month. Last week, we welcomed the mayors from throughout the county prior to their lunch in Morro Bay. And we're looking forward to a pet-friendly FAM tour later in the month, which I think will be a lot of fun. And I'm just in the early stages of coordinating a FAM trip with 40 women bloggers who participate in travel and wellness activities. So that will take place in October, and I'll keep you updated as we get closer to that. It's called a Fitcation. I think that's kind of cute. As we've referenced, we're working closely with all of the Morro Bay event producers to assist them with marketing outreach, sponsorships, and publicity. The Bureau recently provided event grants in the amount of $40,000 to several community groups. And we're working closely with the Chamber on a community-wide forum for event producers and nonprofits that will provide one-stop shopping on everything you need to know and do to produce an event in Morro Bay, from permits to promotions. The date hasn't been finalized yet. It will take place in May, and we will certainly promote that community-wide when that date is selected. It's just going to be a panel discussion with experts, really opening the door to Q&A from the audience so that we can have a one-stop shopping. You know, we've noticed that there's so much information floating around about different events, the dates, and what the amenities are going to be, that, you know, this will finally get everybody on track. We have finalized our sponsorship of Sunset Savor the Coast and are working on a very exciting avocado-themed event at the Shanley Farms, which is just off of Highway 41. We'll also have our regular Morro Bay display in the Central Coast Pavilion throughout the Savor weekend. Next week, we're having our annual stakeholders meeting for the hoteliers to detail our accomplishments of the last year and to discuss future collaborations, being new. I'm looking forward to meeting many of them I haven't met yet and hearing their insights and their feedback on how the TBID has impacted their businesses this past year. As we're working towards the 2013-14 marketing plan, some goals that we want to embrace include pooling and coordinating more local resources, developing more co-op advertising with local and regional entities, developing more PR initiatives and expanding our social media efforts, and enhancing our website to drive more traffic. So thank you, and any questions or clarifications needed?
I missed when the Pet Fam Tour is. When is the Pet?
It's at the, I'm going to say April, sometime between April 24th and 27th. I have to, it's a countywide one, so I'm not, ours is the Friday of that week, so whatever that date is. Jane Beeman, who's working with me on this, and it's going to be, the journalists are bringing their pets. They're all going to take a boat ride together, and then Mark Tognazzini is hosting a lunch with all the writers and all the dogs.
There probably is a local pet whisperer. There is?
Better get that person on board.
There's the mobile dog groomer, too. Somebody hired him for their cats? Oh, our city manager hired him for a cat. There you go. I've heard of these things.
Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you, Karen. Good report. Okay, so now, accepting all of those reports, A, B, C, D, thank you very much to everyone. We will move to new business, and this is A, adoption of the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau recommendations for chair and vice chair. The Morro Bay Tourism Bureau has recommended that Michelle Hawkes be our incoming chair starting after this meeting. Or starting moments, I believe, with a vote, and that John Myers, who is absent today, was recommended for vice chair and has accepted that position on the slate, and we were thrilled about that. So it's not like we're doing this without him knowing. I just want everyone to know that at home. We're looking for a motion for adoption, and if you don't mind, since I've only made one other motion in 4 years, I'd like to make this motion. I move that we put Michelle in as the new chair and put John Myers in as vice chair. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there discussion since we beat this to death once? Is there discussion? Questions? Good. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
None. So, John, if you're watching at home, yay! Congratulations, Michelle. Okay, so with that, we have declaration of future agenda items, and we basically will have all of our reports back as future agenda items, and then in July, we will have the adoption of the Tourism Bureau's marketing plan, the adoption of the cash the budget, the city's budget for the tourism district, for that cash to be released to the Tourism Bureau. So those things will be on there. And any other things that we need to put on? Nope. Okay. With that, the meeting's... I'm sorry.
I've got one question for you that came up earlier that for a cleanup item. The Jackrabbit contract, was that a contract with the city and Jackrabbit? It had to be, correct?
I believe that contract was through BCA.
Was it?
Okay,
we'll have to look at that. If it's with BCA, then it should be it might be the time to transfer that to the Bureau. If it was with the city, I remember it being with the city, but I could be wrong. That's a contract we need to clean up and get with the Bureau so that's the correct entities now. So
okay.
We'll do that as a cleanup item. I've got it down to look in and figure it out. I'll work with Karen.
It started well back with TJA. The other one we need to look at is then the certified folder contract. Is that with B BCA? I think that's with BCA, and okay. that'll have to
we'll
be
transferred. We'll work through those issues just to let you know that's what we'll be doing.
I just thought of another item too. The bylaws, we were going through those. I think Jane brought this to my attention. And right now the bylaws state that the records are held at the visitor center. Since we have the Tourism Bureau office, we need to change that too. So we may need to bring that back. It's a very minor thing.
That would be more brought back to the Bureau.
Oh, to the Bureau. Okay.
Because that's the Bureau bylaws. But those changes need to be made.
Okay.
Terrific. Then with the addition of Jackrabbit, which I will write
certified.
On here, and certified, or contracts, I think we should just look over the contracts to include Jackrabbit. Yeah. Okay. Yes, and the annual TBID stakeholders meeting will take place on next Thursday, the 18th, at Windows on the Water at 8:30. I feel like I have my parrot at 8:30, and that's for all. That's the annual hoteliers where they receive their report, and we're excited about getting everyone in the room together. And with that, I think we are adjourned, unless somebody has something else to throw into the pot.
Thank you, Christine, for coming out and being here.
Our
city liaison is here.
Yeah, you can't see that,
which is nice. So thank you.
There she is out there. She hung in there. All right, so thank you very much. And with that, we're adjourned. Thank you.